on the KSRO live line with us this morning. She represents California's 14th district, San Francisco Bay Area Congresswoman Jackie Speier. Congresswoman Speier, glad to have you here.
Great to be with you.
There's so much to cover this morning. Let's start with the tweets from the president about four other U.S. congresswomen. Can you talk about your reaction and the resolution that the House will vote on today?
I was absolutely outraged by the tweets, and they were jaw-dropping. It shows his ignorance, his vileness, his un-Americanism. I mean, America is a melting pot of the world, and three of these Congress members were born here in the United States. One is a refugee from Africa, but his clearly racist statements that he just doesn't make once or twice over the course of his candidacy and presidency, he has said them, veiled or not, numerous times. And it's repugnant to me, and I think to most Americans, that we have sitting in the presidency, the highest office of the land, the greatest leader of the world, someone who is so disrespectful of different ethnicities and races.
What can the House do about it?
So we are taking unprecedented steps today to pass a resolution really condemning the president and his words. He is not the president just for the red hat Americans. He's the president for all Americans, and he has lost sight of that. He is only playing to his base and trying to solidify it, and as a result, I think, is causing many to walk away from him.
That's what I was just going to ask you about, the possible GOP participation in the House resolution today.
It'll be interesting to me if they don't support it, but I've been surprised over and over again. The number of Republicans who have come forward to condemn his words have been very few. And I think Mitt Romney is one of the few.
Yeah.
And Lindsey Graham, on the one hand, says with one word, oh, yeah, he shouldn't be saying these things or he should stop tweeting. But then he lashes out at these women and calls them communists. It's really unbelievable that at our point in American history that we're having these conversations.
It will be interesting to see, indeed, how the participation rolls out at the end of today. Also, Congresswoman Speier, you just returned from another trip to the migrant camps at the southern border. What did you see there, and how is it different from your visit last year?
So what is different about it this year is that when we went into the Border Patrol station last year, we saw small children, 2, 3, 4 years of age, separated by gender, and then one cell that had mothers and children. We saw children crying, and it was extremely painful, and I think in part because of that visit and the words and actions of so many others, child separation from parents has been actually reduced. It's not completely terminated, but it has been reduced. Going this time, we saw in those cells 30 to maybe 35 men in a cell that maybe could house 7 or 8. They were taking turns lying on the concrete floor. All of them had been there long periods of time, as much as 60 days, without a shower and without being able to even brush their teeth. You know, I have said over and over again, if the American Humane Society had come into that facility and seen dogs kenneled like that, it would be shut down. But at this point in this particular presidency, all of this is seen as acceptable.
Is this your America?
No, this is not my America. And then we went to the next facility where they were housed in cages, and we saw many sick children and, you know, parents holding on to them, people frightened. It's certainly not the role of the Customs and Border Patrol officers to become social workers and healthcare professionals. They should be separated from this process immediately so that people that have the skills to assess people and to make decisions about their medical condition can be made in a way that's much more humanitarian. We had one cell in which there were 5 women who had contracted meningitis, so they were now quarantined. You can see how this can spin out of control in very short order.
Yeah.
And we did have one man who did die of meningitis having come from that facility recently.
What does the House do next about that?
What we have to do is basically get these individuals out of these detention facilities swiftly. All of them have sponsors. They are seeking asylum. Under the asylum laws in this country, they have a right to have their cases heard before an immigration judge. And while many of them will be declined, a high percentage of them do not succeed. That's the law, and that's how it should be operated. Now, we're spending anywhere from $300 to $700 a day to house these detainees. You know, you could put them into any number of motels and hotels in McAllen for a third of the price. And so I think allowing them to move on to their sponsors is a way of also reducing the cost of this. We're now spending $24 billion a year on customs enforcement at the border. That is more, that's 34% more than what we pay for the FBI, the Drug Enforcement Agency, the U.S. Marshal Service, the Secret Service, and the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Service combined. So it is, it's out of hand in terms of a humanitarian purpose, and it's also out of hand in terms of its fiscal implications.
It feels like a very important juncture for our country on both counts, on both of these subjects. Congresswoman Speer, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We look forward to see what happens next.
Thank you.
That is Congresswoman Jackie Speer representing the Bay Area.